Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 11, recorded June 24th, 2013, the YouTube Glass Perspective. This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by ProXBN. ProXBN is a virtual private network that allows you to use the internet the way it should be, anonymous and unfiltered. For 20% off your new account, go to proxbn.com/twit and use code TWIYT. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson, and with us, as always, every week, we can't get rid of him, Lamar Wilson. How you doing?
Oh, that was his crazy face. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
You cannot get away. You can't get rid of this face.
Nope.
It's going to be here.
Nope. That face, it's a caper. I can't get rid of it.
You can fire me and I will find a way to get to break in. I will NSA you all.
You will. You will. You'll be a prism in our space, in our studio that we just can't, get rid of.
Dark prism.
Dark prism.
You were thinking it.
Oh, man, I can't. Okay, anyway, moving on. So we have this week, I'm really excited because we have another member of the team who's going to be joining us for maybe just a little while, maybe longer. We're not sure yet. But Jason Howell is on the board today. How's it going, Jason?
I'm in the dark here.
You're in the dark. Yeah, you
so
are.
It's dark behind me.
Yeah, what's the prism effect has already started.
Jason, I'm so glad you're here, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be here. I'm thrilled to join you guys. It's actually interesting because Chad and I are kind of doing a little role reversal here.
I know.
Normally you're TDing all
right.
The Android.
I think we've only had like one TD that could just sit down and actually TD. Like I have to get you in here and talk. Yeah, all about Android. I'm always talking. Like
you're on the other side.
Yeah,
so we're trading places. So
exactly.
It's good to be here. Thanks,
guys. Exactly. This week we have a lot of news to cover. We have some viral videos, and then we have some more viewer questions coming up later. But first, we wanted to actually, since we have Jason around with us, we want to kind of talk a little bit about Google Glass. I think you're the only person I actually know. Andy Anako just got his glass.
But yeah, I've been seeing a lot of pictures of him through glass.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
Doing his glass stuff. Me and Lamar want to talk to you about kind of is the glass as a platform, as a tool. Is it what would it mean in either for a YouTuber who's using it as a tool, for a YouTuber who is wanting to see maybe could it bring something to the next level to really change his style or something
sure,
like that.
Sure.
Anyway, we have a small video of the Joe Daly, Lamar.
Yeah, this is a friend of mine. He's a longtime vlogger, lifestyle vlogger, Joe's Daily. He actually went to Disneyland and did a whole video straight from doing glass. So if you want to, fast forward at some point, he is on all the rides. He's walking around. It's like, and I was just kind of mesmerized at the quality.
The quality
is great. Like there's no frame. Like, I mean, there might be some frame loss, but it's really hard to see it. It looks pretty good. As he's going on, and I love seeing glass on a roller coaster. It's just like you're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, then that's the big benefit of glass. Also, obviously, is the fact that it's from somebody's point of view. It's
oh
a perspective
my God.
Shot. So you're kind of you're reliving this experience.
Now, do you feel like this may lose its appeal after the novelty has worn off? After
here we go.
After we've all sort of seen point of view shots of everything, once everyone has a point of view shot?
I don't know. I mean, glass is a technology I don't think is going to hit a point anytime soon where the novelty kind of dies off completely. And I can only say that because anytime I'm out wearing glass and I, you know, I'm obviously the guy wearing it, and I stick out like a sore thumb wherever I happen to be. Every time I do that, people come up to me and they say, "What is that?" And they're fascinated.
Yeah.
I put it on them. I say, "Okay, read the line." They say, "Okay, glass." Bleep. They go, "Whoa, that was weird." And I was like, "Yeah, only you could hear that." Now, do one of the things you see on the screen. They say, "Take a picture." And it takes a picture. And they're amazed. And always at the end, they take it off. They're like, "I got to get me one of these. That's really cool."
Yeah. You know, go ahead. Sorry.
No. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, what's interesting about this, Jason, is that, and this kind of is going to lead into our Instagram discussion a little bit later with the video, but this is really going to get people used to doing video. You know, video has been around, I mean, for years, and being able to do, you know, kind of video calls and things like that. But people are still scared of video. And to be able to see it in this point of view, I think will relax them to a point where, hey, it's okay to be on video. It's okay to record things as I'm walking around. And I think this might encourage more regular people to just try YouTube.
Right.
And just try to do more. I mean, people have done home movies, but to be able to put themselves online and say, hey, this is what I did in my life. And it's interesting to other people.
Yeah. Out of the whole video, truly, it really felt natural and it felt fine. The only time that I was kind of like, this feels a little creepy was actually in this moment where he's sort of walking, not here, where he's kind of walking and there's like a girl in the background. I'm like, don't look at her. Don't look at the other people around you. And then like this weird security guard thing that was doubled up a few times. Other than that, it just felt like, you know what, this is what this guy's looking at and everything is fine. It's human. You're humans and among other humans. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yeah. And at least in this video, I doubt there's much to worry about, Chad, because it's obviously edited. So if it was something that this person didn't want you to see, it's probably edited out. I think as far as Glass relates to YouTube, because that is obviously what this show is all about, I think it presents a really big opportunity. And you're starting to kind of see this right now, especially right now, because it is such an early adopter, hard to get at type of technology. I feel like anybody that has Glass right now that can think of really creative ways of using it and posting content online really has a head start ahead of, you know, the people that are going to conceive and, you know, come up with really cool concepts for it, but can't get their hands on the technology yet. In a year when they can, or whenever Google decides to open the curtain and let everybody kind of buy into it, those people are going to come running out of the gate with these great ideas on how to put this new type of recording technology to task. If you have that now, you've got a pretty good opportunity to do some really cool, unique things. Absolutely.
Right. And I would also say just the change of having an ever-present camera always there with you. Once the technology gets good enough that my first question when seeing this was, how did he get his battery to last long?
Oh no, he pretty much had a battery pack with him, because I know he said it lasts about 3 hours.
Man, if you're constantly recording video just on your battery, it lasts 42 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So that's about all you get out of it. And by the end of that,
it's hot.
It's
warm.
Hot. Like, it's not warm. It's hot. The good thing about it is that the way that it sits on your head, the battery kind of extends off. So
it has airflow. Yeah.
You don't feel the heat at all. But yeah, if you touch it, like, that thing's cooking.
Wow.
So Jason, what I would like to know from it is, like, could you see at a certain point that you can, like, use Glass and then upload right to YouTube from it? Would that be, like, attractive to you? Like an option you want to just offload a memory, something that just happened, and then your kids can see it later?
I mean, you kind of have that right now. It's not to YouTube. I guess it is kind of indirectly because Google.
Oh, it does go to Google Plus, doesn't it?
It goes to Google Plus. You can share immediately. So you could record a video and then straight from there share to, you know, a predetermined circle. You can't share it to public yet, which I think is kind of weird.
Okay.
But you can set up a circle ahead of time and share to that circle.
And then on the technical side of stuff, and this may change in the future, so it may even be kind of a moot technical thing, but is that the only way to get video off of the Glass, or does it have a file system that you can pull a video off later?
Yeah, and actually it was a little tricky, my trying to figure out how, because, you know, you can plug it in through USB into your computer, and when I did it into my Mac here at work, absolutely nothing happened. And I was like, okay, where's the drive? The drive isn't mounting, and I don't think that it does that. It doesn't mount a drive.
Got
but
it.
If you pull up, if you open up like iPhoto, for example, it sees it as a connected digital camera. and you can pull it off in that way. So it's not opening as a drive.
Got it.
It opens up as a digital camera, and you can move it off very easily.
Interesting. Okay.
Cool.
Then you just take that, like, you know, I switched an episode of Tech News Today with it. It was about an hour's worth of video. I had to pull that off an iPhoto, compress it, or run it through compressor to get a nice ProRes version that I could edit and, you know, get to the like, solid, like, start and end of the show. I mean, the capabilities of using it for creative content for people who are producing content for YouTube mm-hmm. are pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see how it's used in that way.
Yeah, I mean, as a vlogger, I mean, my head is just spinning and thinking of the different things I can add, even to like just a regular news show. Just go out and get, like, for example, I wanted to go out one day and go, you know, go to Hollywood, go to the streets with a microphone and say, hey, you know, what do you think of the you know, like Jay Leno does it. What do you think of the new iPhone? And it's not an iPhone. And you just get reactions.
Right.
And you know, before that, you had to do the whole mic and hand, got the glass on and just do it. I mean, it's weird.
It lowers the barrier to entry big time.
Yeah, you're talking directly to them. So they may want to talk to you more because it's like, oh, you don't have a big camera on your shoulder and a microphone, and you might get some more genuine responses. I don't know. I think there's some creative stuff that can be used for YouTube purposes.
So it sounds like if the glass was able, if you were able to buy glass about the same maybe price and pain as buying a cell phone, you think that you would buy one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Well, see, I'm not the typical
right. Person. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, I would get it anyway. I'm having a hard time. I mean, the money's there, but I'm having a hard time justifying the $1,500 for it right now. Because there's some other things that need to be taken care of. So
I'd say wait for version two.
I have some friends. I have enough friends here who have it that I can just kind of leech off them for a while.
Yeah.
And just use it for a video or something. But yeah, I'm just not quite. I know why you all got it. It is what you all do. And I should get it. But that's a lot of money to throw down for a device that the novelty might wear off in a week, and I would hate if that happened.
Yeah, but. I mean, I'm not seeing the novelty necessarily wearing off, at least from a content creation standpoint. From a I'm going to go out and do this cool thing, like go to Disneyland, for example, or this last weekend, you know, went to the fair here in Petaluma, which is just another everyday thing that you happen to do or whatever. But I wore glass, and you know it happened that at a certain point I went through this kind of like obstacle course thing with my daughter, and I recorded the whole thing, and upon watching it later just kind of made the realization that, you know, you're not recording video when you're wearing glass to do things. You're recording memories because you through your perspective you know, have this experience and you do this thing the way you always do. This is the first real way that I've seen, kind of in a Strange Days, if you've seen the that movie, sort of way to go back and relive a memory, because it's practically through your point of view. And to get back to, just real quick, I'm sure you guys need to move on, but to get back to kind of the content creation standpoint, you know, like unboxing is just kind of one example. Like, this is a video that I did unboxing a piece of audio hardware that I got called the 11 Rack. When you're talking about unboxing through glass, it's quite literally like
this is the box.
You get the, you know, opportunity to understand what it's like to unwrap this thing. Of course, it's taking.
And I even saw you had to reach for scissors at one point.
Yeah,
and it was like I got to really experience like how your house is set up. You know?
Oh yeah,
it's like,
yeah, totally. This is
you keep the scissors over
studio.
On the shelf, over on the left. You know, it's like.
Okay, Chad, that's creepy.
Yeah, well, you know, it is a little bit creepy, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's a lot of really cool creative things that you can do that are just different from what you're seeing. And I think that's what's so neat about
it. I'm really glad that, Jason, you got these, because from watching your Google Plus stream, there have definitely been moments where it's just like, wow, didn't think that.
Oh, yeah,
that
I have the course from yesterday.
Yeah. Exactly. And then there was like one where you were at the beach and, you know, and it's small, simple little things that it's so personal that it is truly, truly kind of amazing.
I will say part of me hesitates posting stuff like this because it's obviously of my family and, you know, we live a public life on the internet and everything. But I mean, this is part of the reason why Leo, if anyone doesn't know, Leo gifted me the glass. This is part of the reason why, right? Because... You know,
this is what it feels like to be 7 feet tall. Yeah.
Now, see, if I've got in that thing, I'll be stuck.
Right.
It took me a little while to get down.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was It's interesting technology. I'm very eager to see what people do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah,
good.
This is really cool. Thank you, man, for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Cool, cool. Well, let's go ahead and thank our sponsor for this episode, ProXPN. ProXPN is a VPN, a virtual private network that operates all over the world. ProXPN will help you with things like keeping your private life on the internet private, making sure that your internet that you buy and you pay for is region free. You'll never hit one of those stupid YouTube things like, this video is not available in your country, because you know what? You have the internet, and the internet is worldwide, and you should use it how it was meant to be used, and you can do that with ProXPN.
Yes.
If you are worried about some of the crazy stuff that you've been hearing online with news about CISPA and PIPA, and of course this whole new, stuff that is going on with the government, and it's just like, it is just scary. Add another layer of protection to your daily life with ProXPN. It is great. You get complete online privacy with 512-bit tunnel encryption. I mean, basically, it is a tunnel that you send your internet traffic to, and it comes out on the other side on ProXPN servers in a whole bunch of different areas, region-free, so it could be the U.S., U.K., Asia, or more, and it keeps all of that data private. You could also, say you're on your corporate network and you don't want other people to see what you're doing. You don't want people to snoop on how you're browsing, on checking your bills, on whatever you're doing. You can use ProXPN to get that done as well. It also works with your iOS or Android device, allowing you to use your data plan, to have complete privacy. No app is even required. It works via OpenVPN or PPTP. You get to choose. So if you are listening to this and saying, heck yes, I need this, and why shouldn't you? Go on ahead and head on over to proxpn.com/twit for more information and to sign up. ProXPN premium accounts are normally $9.95 a month or $74.95 for an entire year. But we have a special offer for you. Use our promo code TWIYT and you will receive 20% off for the lifetime of your account. This isn't just 1 month. This is for as long as you own the account, as long as you sign up with offer code TWIYT, that's This Week in YouTube, the first letters, obviously, you will get 20% off the entire lifetime of your account. That's less than $5 a month for the yearly plan. So, also, if you're not satisfied, you can cancel within 7 days for a complete and full refund. So head on over to proxpn.com/twit to sign up with offer code TWIYT. There's two things to remember, proxpn.com/twit and then offer code TWIYT. Thank you so much, ProXPN, for your support of This Week in YouTube. So, we have our YouTube news, and there's been some crazy stuff happening in the world of online video.
Woo! Yeah.
Starting with Instagram.
Okay. So, this week, I'm out of town. I'm in New York, just at a meeting. All of a sudden, actually, I was sitting in Mashable's office for something, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing about, Instagram. It just killed Vine. It just came out with their own video that is 15 seconds, not 7 seconds or six or whatever.
And I'm sitting here thinking, Instagram is made for photos. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Back in my day, you added a filter to a photo.
Okay, you sounded like, okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not going to say that. And then the other ones, you can edit now. So, if you mess up. Now, I know some people was like, that takes away the magic of Vine where you just do it all in one take. And, yeah, but a lot of people mess up. And so they gave you the option. And people are complaining about 15 seconds. You don't have to do 15 seconds. No. You can do five seconds. Now, I definitely want to talk about why this is great for YouTube. But I just want to say first that I hear what people are saying about now all of a sudden you have all these videos in your feed. Like say you're sitting somewhere quiet and you want to just scroll through pictures quickly.
Right.
you know, then you got this video that just blares like me. I start off screaming in almost all of mine. So you will hear that. And so they need two feeds. They need a tap thing at the top.
Or just a filter.
Yeah, photos or videos, because I think it is slowing down the feed. Now, I've been liking everybody's videos, but it does slow down the experience. So I hope they do that. But Chad, dude,
yeah,
I was thinking I was on the plane and I was coming back and I was thinking, how can this be applied to YouTube? And I mentioned this in my show today. So if you watch my videos, I'm rehashing content. I was thinking, should Google come out with a clone? And I was like, you know, YouTube doesn't really have to, because here's the thing. We talk about this with Glass. Instagram is going to do the work. People are going to get used to doing videos. They're going to get comfortable. You could actually do a whole vlog of a day. Just time, you know, time right. lapse it
for
50
seconds.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people was like, ooh, maybe I could make some money off of this. And then YouTube is like, hey, come on to us. Get right. ready. And I think it really gets that mainstream audience more comfortable with what we do, and it may bring a whole bunch of people to YouTube. I was just interested. That's a different perspective than I didn't see anybody write about that. What do yeah. you think of my weird thought there?
I mean, if the question is, will YouTube ever or will Google ever enact sort of a clone of this? And I don't see it, especially.
I don't think they need to.
And I don't think they need to. And also, from what I've gathered about YouTube as a platform, YouTube does not want to be a social network. They want to keep that to Google Plus. So maybe Google Plus could incorporate some sort of feature like this. Truly, I mean, you could share your Vine to Google Plus because you could just do that. But from time and time again, YouTube has really stepped away from being a social network.
But they are one.
They are one. Well, this is the thing is anytime you have a platform, you're going to create a network of people. But they have kind of like really tried a few times, like really pushing down the video responses. I mean, video responses used to be really kind of prevalent and you could easily have a conversation. And it was obvious that it was a conversation, and they've kind of gotten away with that. There's been a few sort of social interactions that YouTube has really sort of downplayed and gotten rid of that. I remember in 2007, like, that's what I liked. I liked that it was a video social site, and it was definitely more back mm-hmm. back in the day. So I don't think YouTube would do something like this. Google perhaps, and in a whole. Does it help move online video forward? I think it does. And I think that people, there is that problem of sitting down and watching a video on a mobile device that you don't have headphones in or something like that. And I hope that that consuming video content daily, sort of, you know, sitting down and actually consuming video content on the web could become part of a lifestyle, or maybe they can crack that nut onto how to do that without blaring it into the hospital room that you're sitting in. Because everyone sits in hospital rooms when you watch it.
Absolutely. Every week. I sit there for no reason. It's really weird.
Right, yeah. Doctor's offices, hospital rooms, and dentists are the only...
And nurseries.
Nurseries, yes. And orphanages are the places where you listen to Vines.
Sorry, Jason.
So, yeah. I think it moves the platform forward. Will YouTube enact this? No.
Okay, so let me ask you this, and it has nothing to do with YouTube. Do you think this kills Vine? Instagram has 150 million users. Vine has 15 million and dropping.
I don't think it does, because Vine was really smart with that 6-second rule. Everyone kind of quotes and remembers that your attention span is 7 seconds long. So Vine captures that right before, the second before you lose interest. And with 15...
Interesting.
I mean, I don't... Obviously, this isn't a steadfast rule. Like, you know, I don't think that that's the reason that this won't succeed. But Vine, I feel, is sort of purpose made for that. It seems like this Instagram video is purpose made for ads. 15 seconds long is as long as an ad is on television. It just seems like that Facebook wants some way to make money off of Instagram, and that's sort of where their allegiances lie, and that they saw that Vine was becoming popular and they needed to do something to stay on top so that they mm-hmm. can make more money. I don't know. It just seems to me that this is less of a play at really filling a niche and more of a play at being able to serve ads to people.
Interesting. Now here's another use case. So if you wanted a YouTube tip for the day, I'm giving it to you early because before I forget it. So what I use this for today. Now, normally when my videos go out, I put it on Google Plus and Facebook. And I always have problems with how to advertise. I guess it is an ad on Instagram in a creative way. The video is perfect. I have 15 seconds. I did it in a funny way. But basically, it's like, hey, guys, new video. Go to Lamar, YouTube.com/Lamar Wilson. I'm talking about iPhone zombie people. And then it's over. And then. Maybe that'll convert some of those people who are on Instagram to click over to my profile link and watch the videos. I think for YouTubers, if they do it creatively where it doesn't feel like an ad, I think it's great to notify people that, hey, we got a video up.
I agree. I mean, me and you are kind of video native, so we're going to look at video and be like, finally this is on Instagram. Let's go post some videos. Absolutely. Jason, do you have any opinions?
No. Well, I mean, I'm not too like all in on either of these.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out as a user why I use the Instagram one over the Vine or over the other one, because 15 seconds, 6 seconds is just kind of short.
Bogus. It's just noise.
It's just short no matter what
for
me with a video that I would probably pull my phone out to record, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
But I think the thing that intrigues me about Vine over Instagram is just the creative element.
Yeah.
And why did they... Here's one thing I don't understand about the Instagram video is, okay, it still has the hold down to record mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let go before a certain point, nope, not going to record that. You have to record up to a certain point for it to continue.
Oh, right.
So why do that then? It's like, Vine had a really, really good idea with the whole, like, let's make this really, however long you want it to be and see what kind of creative use.
That feels like a bug. It feels like a bug. I dare say it might be an Android thing because I've seen smoother things that come out of people who have the iPhones. So I feel like it might update.
It may even be part of Instagram's DNA to sort of force users into one cohesive sort of looking experience, especially with the square crop. You know, I remember it's like I framed this for my phone and then I put it in Instagram and then realized square crop is going to screw up my whole thing. And it may be that they want a cohesive feeling. They want, or that's how their editing software works.
Yeah, like I wanted to record something, a few snippets of like 1 second video, and it wouldn't let me do that. It was like, your first record has to go past this line, and then you could start doing that. I was like, why do I have to do that?
That is interesting.
It's also,
I wonder if it's an Android thing. We got to look into that.
Yeah. Weird. It's also interesting because Instagram is second in the race. A lot of people are looking at these videos in terms of Vines, and Vines really do feel like a new product. It's not an animated GIF. It's not quite a video. It's somewhere in the middle, but you can be really, really creative with it. And because Instagram is second and it seems to have changed a few of the rules, people are confused with it because... They've spent a few months with Vine and they get it. And now that it's Instagram and there's some differences with it, it's another new product, but they're trying to make it Vine.
Well, here's my perspective on this. First of all, there's too many social networks out there.
Yeah.
Instagram was already there. So them putting this feature, wow, that's great English. I guess that is right. With them putting this feature in there. And now, for me personally, it eliminates a social network that I didn't really want to have to begin with. It's just one extra, it's one less thing that I have to deal with. The other thing is Instagram, I have a vanity URL. I do not have that with Vine. I don't know why Twitter didn't solve that problem very early on. It makes it very hard to promote it to outside of the actual app. So I think people are going to say, man, I'm looking at these two on my phone. I'm already used to this one. I just started using Vine. And they're gonna lean towards Instagram. I think Vine is in trouble here.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you're either used to Instagram, you're gonna stick with Instagram. If you never went over to Vine, or if you're new to the game, Instagram kind of has a name for itself, and maybe has a few extra features like vanity URLs and things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vine was really bare bones. It still is. It's still very, very bare bones. You can't even search, you know, other older vines and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah,
Just to clarify, I just tried it myself. I was half right. You can do the stop-start thing.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bit of a delay, though. So it's
you
hold it down, and when you're trying to do stop-motion stuff, if that's what you're trying to do, it's really hard to, like, time around that little delay.
there is,
like, a point.
There is a delay.
There's a point also in the timeline that you have to get past before it'll, like...
I saw that at the bottom of the...
So I got a mix.
Yeah, of the app.
Yeah.
So... AdSense. Everyone likes making ad money off of their videos on YouTube.
No, we don't. No.
Oh, okay. No one likes making money off of your
ads. I like being homeless doing video.
Right.
Yes.
I forgot about that percentage of the
diagram. There's an element. You need to respect
it. Right. So AdSense now is 10 years old. Can you...
What? Like, can you... It's a 10-year-old.
Like,
oh.
It's now like... In elementary school, what is that, like
it's fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Okay, if you're 10 years old in third grade, okay, and let me not say that.
you might have been held back 2 years, you know. Come on.
Was AdSense really held back?
Perhaps. There's a great article on New Media Rockstars that Lamar turned me on to that is asking... Now that AdSense is 10 years old, let's kind of look back and decide, is YouTube better off having embraced AdSense as the ad offering platform for YouTube?
Yeah, it was a really fascinating...
It really was.
It was a fascinating article. I like Matt. He's a great writer over there. The first thing he mentioned is that, you know... Because when YouTube came, you were there. I was not in 2007. I think they were just starting the partner program.
Yes,
they were just starting it that year, and
there was five people who and the partner program was originally like, hey, we like you, like five to seven people. Yeah. We're just going to give you money, and then we're going to put ads on it. But it's like we're giving you a salary to make videos.
Yeah, and then they realized that was not a good idea.
Right, right, exactly. And then they sort of brought in the AdSense and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I mean, fast forward to today, man, we have people making, they say six figures. I guarantee you that there's some people making seven figures on YouTube.
Yeah.
When you combine everything they do. But maybe with AdSense by itself, it's six figures. And, you know, obviously when you introduce money into anything, you get the negatives, like the black hat spamming they were talking about, where people would put, you know, fake comments or links to get people to come over to their site. Google has largely dealt with that. So, you know, our article was talking about some couple of the spammers. They had to give up on it, basically, because it's like, hey, you know, Google is good. They're catching us.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wanted to point out that, I mean, it really does change the social dynamic when you add money to a platform. Before, we were making videos because we liked it. And then when you were able to make money, you got a lot of people that were there just to make money. And then also people who were there.
Is that a bad thing?
I mean, it may not be a bad thing, because you would get creators that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. You would get people who would come to the platform, and YouTube appreciates that. Maybe the creator appreciates that because they can make money there. But there is another effect that if you were a creator making videos that you just enjoyed on the site and then you turned on AdSense, it's almost like if you offer to move someone into another house and you spend a whole day working on moving their crap from one house to another, and at the end of the day they go, thanks so much, you know, I don't have tons of money, but here's $5. And you're kind of like, ugh. Like, I would have really just done it for free. And now that you've given me $5, I feel like that really wasn't worth my time. And that was actually worse that you gave me $5 to move all your crap.
That was kind of a beautiful example, dude.
Right. And so now, if you had just been making videos for free, and now you turn on AdSense, you're so excited, and then it takes you 3 months to get $100, you're kind of like disheartened. It's kind of a bad thing. And I feel like that really did sort of add a cancer to YouTube.
Well, it added a cancer if the person's attitude about it was negative like that. I mean, if you're truly doing it for the love of it, the money is just an added benefit. I know when I started, I mean, I wasn't thinking about AdSense, but when I did become a partner, I had a full-time job. I mean, my own business. So it was like, you know, that AdSense meant nothing. I was doing it because I enjoyed it. When I got to the point and I said, well, maybe I could live off of this, you know, I worked really hard with myself to make sure that I still came out with quality and just wasn't doing videos for the sake of money. And that's why I've struggled with formats and all these different things for so long, because I'm very cognizant of that. I don't want to appear to just be a video machine just to get money, because I can very well do that. And I know the system, I know how to manipulate it. I just choose not to do that because I really want to enjoy what I'm making. And if I don't enjoy it, how is somebody else going to enjoy it? So I think it's just about perspective. I think your point is very well on, right, coming to that.
Okay, so yeah. So number two, one of the things they mentioned was lack of control for creators. So
yeah,
because of how the AdSense program works is it looks at your video and it looks at the content, which it thinks that it decides. So if you're doing if you're talking about TVs, it's going to say, oh, you have TVs in the description and the title. Talking about TVs, let's go ahead and sell TVs to you. But there is no control for you to say no. Like, this was a talk about how I hate TVs. I'm a Luddite on the internet posting videos to YouTube. But, yeah, exactly. Like, TVs were not, like, what I wanted you to sell, but you have no way to control what ads arrive on the side or bottom of your thing.
I read that, and I agree with it for a minute, and then I realized that the ads that you and I see on my video are not the ads that someone else will see. Like, if I go right now and go on Amazon and go to some other places and search for a camcorder, I guarantee you in about 15 minutes I can go on any video, it'll have that camcorder, yeah, on the side as a banner. And so it's real. The ads are very much more personalized these days. I get the point. You know, you will want to have your own type of ads on, or the pre-roll, maybe something you don't agree with, or maybe a rated R movie and you're more conservative and you wouldn't want that on your video. But I think it's tailored to the person, because the bottom line is they're trying to get the person, and they're trying to get you to get right. The ad that's on your video. They're trying to get different individuals to click the link or whatever. So I never felt a loss of control. I think, you know, the networks help a little bit. You know, you can kind of get different kind of ads. You can also do what is that called, where you can pay money to have your video pushed out to different,
right,
you know, to a bigger audience. Feature. You can kind of feature videos or monetize videos, and you can actually create your own pre-rolls to push out to other things. I mean, there's different ways to doing it. The point is there, though. I guess there's a percentage of people who want full control of their channel. My argument is as I get what Calacanis and all these other people are saying, but my argument is like, okay, YouTube is taking, 45% is their cut, or is it the higher? I mean, they're paying for the servers. I have unlimited storage. Yes. I have unlimited everything.
But
can I really complain about it?
Right. Being devil's advocate, what they're doing when they do that is they have a stranglehold on you that you can only go through their ad platform. And if you try to put your own ads on something, they get very upset. So it changes the conversation from hey, this is a service that anyone can use, and if you want to put ads on it, if you want to go through the trouble of finding all these advertisers and putting ads on it, you can do that. It changes it from a free and open, you have freedom to do whatever the heck you want, to a closed system where you can only use their platform. And their platform does not give you the control, like, to say, maybe focus your ad strategy on people who are PC gamers, only PC gamers, not just video games, but PC gamers, mm-hmm. because this is the content that I have tried so hard to make. It is my content. And now you're putting ads for Xbox up? That destroys the conversation that I'm having with my viewers, and your algorithm isn't smart enough to figure that out. That's the devil's advocate.
It's a very valid point. I just try not to think about it, I guess, because I'm just grateful that I even am able to make the money that I do make on it.
And I feel like there's two different versions of the person who's having this problem. The person who is in you know, like you or me, who has very humble beginnings, who is can is so happy that there's just a service that we could host our videos for free. On top of that, we could try to make money. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, and it was then, an added benefit.
Right. And then there's the higher, not even higher level, there's a different level of people who are creating commercial content. You know, maybe it's Vivo, maybe it's you know, a huge company that really wants to handle every single thing, that has the resources to talk to advertisers and has the resources to really control their advertising message.
Then they can make their own video service.
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying that cynically, not to be an a-hole, but because a lot of them do.
Right.
A lot of them do make, or they'll use a Vidler or some other service, and they'll make their own player on top of it.
But I'm glad you said that, because YouTube is the video service. I mean, YouTube has strangled the life out of any other video service, that YouTube is the only one.
Well, that's part of the problem. I mean, YouTube didn't. I mean, we get into this monopoly conversation, and my argument is like, any company can come and make a competitor. Yahoo can team up with Amazon and make a freaking competitor.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because Google has such good engineers. I mean, Google has the monopoly on the brains that can make YouTube happen.
Yeah, but they're not like shutting down all the services so they can't have competitors. I mean, no one has to. Right. The only people that have the server capability is Amazon, and I think Yahoo would be the closest company to partner with them to who understands any kind of social or how to build this with Marissa Meyer there. So I hope somebody makes a competitor, because it just makes it better.
I agree.
Maybe YouTube will fix the subscription boxes so that my video today that went out will go out to more than 10,000 people. I have 182,000 subscribers. It'd be nice if another 10,000, 20,000 would get it, at least the choice to see it.
Right.
So I'm with you. I'm looking forward to that competitor coming up.
Yeah, me too. Push them. Me too. And I hope that it can happen in this day and age, but I mean, they have the servers, they have their player is literally the best player. I mean, on mobile, on webs, and on every browser. I mean, yeah, you'd be crazy not to put your video on YouTube. So yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get into some freaking viral videos.
Let's get into some videos.
Awesome. I'm glad that we had a good conversation about all of that. First, we have a commercial from Nokia that I saw you had a conversation on your channel about this commercial.
I did. I do want to preface it. Now, I know the technical people in here would say, oh, no, Nokia wasn't calling them that. They were talking about their flash and all that. Fine. But
no, there's a subtext.
Yeah, thank you. There's subtext, and most blogs caught on to it, and they went with the zombie thing. And so that's my angle that I went with it, and I'm staying with that angle.
Right. So what's happening, and we'll turn on the audio, but if you're an audio listener, let's just describe. There's a guy walking down. He has a Nokia phone. He's checking his time, and there's this guy out of nowhere, white face, weird red eyes, staggering, obviously portraying a zombie of some flavor. And there's this flashing going on down the street that it seems like it's where all of these zombies are coming from. Like, they're being flashed into existence down the street. And the main character that we're watching is trying to sort of figure out what's going on. More and more and more zombies. And it turns out that all of these zombies are being created by another guy with an iPhone taking a photo using
the overexposed.
Overexposed photo, red eye, because the iPhone just can't deal with taking good photos. It needs to use the flash. And so and it goes up to the main character and scares the main character.
So the literal meaning is yes. They're saying that their flash technology is the best, blah, 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 techie, blah, blah.
Well, they're not even saying, they're saying, yeah, take a photo without the flash because our Nokia phone has such a good sensor.
Their sensors are that good.
Right, exactly.
Fine. For the techie audience, fine. You're happy with that. The mainstream component of this is where they were really getting at was calling Apple users zombies.
It's
because we've heard this argument before. The mindless, they just do whatever. They just use whatever. And it definitely portrayed that. And I laughed and enjoyed it. And Nokia has no place to talk about anyone.
Yeah.
They have no mind share.
Right. Right.
And it's a
kick ad. they're trying to kick Apple, show off, you know, it's a schmear campaign.
Of course there's subtext there.
Right. And there's tons of subtext. I mean, I feel like I was kind of like, how did you get the red eyes and those zombies face? That was really cool. It was really well made, but yeah.
Yeah. They were very creepy though.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. How about we take a look at your video that you came up with, I'm sorry. We're going to do a real or fake here.
This is great. So this video came up on Google Plus. And pour out an instant slushy on command. So what he did is he just took a Coke bottle that's liquid and he pours it into a glass and then it turns into an instant slushy. He's also showing opening the bottle and then shaking it up and it turns into ice.
Okay. And first of all, if you put anything in your body that does that, you're going to die.
Imagine drinking a slushy.
Coke will never be a sponsor, which is fine.
Drinking the soda, the ice in your throat.
Yeah. Oh my god. I mean, what kind of chemical work is going on that you want to have a refreshing drink where those chemicals happen in your body?
That? So here, let's show off other. You know, he shakes it up and he's showing on it. It's still icy. So the method for doing this is he says shake up the bottle. Wait, but don't open it. Put it in the freezer for 3 hours and 15 minutes. And then after that 3 hours and 15 minutes, you'll have a super cooled soda, which you can open up and make into a slushy.
You better make sure that's a plastic bottle. You try to put a glass bottle in there for 3 hours, you're in trouble.
Exactly. It's funny. I don't even – so – you say fake, I say real.
Well, see, the problem is you showed me the first 30 seconds. I didn't see the whole put in the freezer and all that. So, okay.
Right. So, yes, there's a method to this madness.
That looks disgusting.
Oh, come on. It looks so good.
What
he did with this one is he put the Sprite in and then he put another piece of ice in it and then it slushied it. Instantaneously.
Now, see, that looks refreshing because I don't like dark colored drinks.
Okay,
that's it.
And so this is a big glass where it only gets the top, and then if you really want to do it. The reason I know that this is real is one, it's a magic trick that we did on Scam School back in the day, and what you're doing is you're super cooling the soda and the syrup and the other flavors in the soda can be frozen past the water's freezing point. So you have these water molecules that are sort of suspended in a sugary sort of cocoon. And if you open it really slowly, you will not cause the liquid, the ice, to become ice crystals. And so that's what you have to, that's the whole thing is you super freeze it. And then when you pour it out, it sort of puts those water things together.
Yeah. You know, I forgot you're part of the whole scam school.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Science. Okay. Science is awesome.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Exactly. So anyway, really, really cool thing. I kind of wanted to try it with some stuff. And he has these crazy goblets. I mean, look at this crazy goblet. I want one of those too to put my icy slushy thing in. So that was I forget, he has something called like Random Every Day or it was Grant Thompson was a creator of that video. Okay, so next.
Okay. Can I set this one up?
This is hilarious.
Okay, so I'm sure a lot of people have seen this, but I won't spoil it. I'll just say ladies, all air weather men too, always get in trouble. Something always, like they do something silly, they say something silly. But this weather lady had some interesting reactions to a certain arachnoid thing.
Cool. Here we go. Yeah.
Still today, though, significant rainfall on the way and for our area. So let's. Oh my gosh, that was creepy.
So it doesn't stop.
Be right on my head.
It goes towards her.
Oh, I just don't like that. Okay, I gotta move.
So what happens? She's doing her weather bit. And then they cut to a live shot, and there's a spider on the lens right above her head, and she apparently sees it in some sort of monitor.
Only in Canada.
Freaks out.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna handle
it. I love her accent, though.
Oh, I just don't like that. Okay, I gotta move.
Well, you can't hear it because she's yelling so much.
Yeah, I think it happens one more time, which is like, are you serious, lady?
Oh, so funny.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You gonna finish the weather?
I think that the weather, like weather people, get made fun of because they're so majestic. Weather people never break, you know? Like, you're so used to seeing the weather person always on.
All right, you know what? I'm gonna John C. Dvorak right here. Okay. I'm going to say, the weather thing that comes on the news is completely worthless. Oh, just put the temperature up. I mean, they sit there for, 5 minutes explaining all these drafts, east, west. Ain't nobody got time for that. Just what is it going to be tomorrow? Save that time. I hate when news stretches. I don't like weathermen.
Yeah. I'm sorry if you're watching. I feel like it's a parade of, hey, we can hire a meteorologist. It's time to spend 5 minutes talking about the weather because we can hire a meteorologist.
And I don't know why they make it seem like they personalize it. They're getting it from the National Weather Service. You didn't do that much work, weather lady.
No.
All right?
Uh-uh. Come on, weather lady. You really know that much about the weather? Do you really know if there's a low pressure situation coming down the United States?
Hey, I don't know either.
Well, so Audible.com. Let's talk about Audible.com, a sponsor for today's episode. Audible is... Audible books, audio books. Audible.com is a leading provider of audiobooks with over 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including, you got this, fiction, okay, nonfiction.
Okay.
Okay. You think that that's where literature stops? It doesn't.
There's no more.
Periodicals as well. So you can have the news read to you. For listeners of This Week in YouTube, Audible is offering a free audiobook to try out their service.
I like free stuff.
I love free stuff. Right now, if you want a free book to try to listen to or to listen to, you don't even have to try. You can just listen to it because it's free. You may consider something that you should have gone back and read forever ago. Like, I have books from high school that, you know, I lied to the teacher, read the Cliff Notes, and then moved on. I'm actually reading Fahrenheit 451, the classic, because I never, ever got around to it. And it's awesome. My English teacher would be proud.
You know, Miss Mason, your English teacher is listening right now. And it's like, that boy.
Right. Finally, something worked. She's so happy, I'm sure. And this is great. I'm listening to this while either in Minecraft, while doing chores around the house, while driving into work or driving to the city. I mean, I freaking love spending time with audiobooks.
With the brass nozzle in his fists, with his great python spitting its venomous kerosene upon the world.
He's a firefighter, or he's a fireman that sets fire to stuff. So he's spewing kerosene onto books to burn them.
Was that Morgan Freeman? Because I only want him to narrate.
That's actually Christopher Hunt. practically the same guy.
Pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you would like to try this audiobook for free, get a whole month of Audible.com for free. Go to audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT. That's audiblepodcast.com/TWIYT. It is awesome. And we thank Audible so much for their support of This Week in YouTube. So this week we have another viewer question that we would like for you to answer. This here, Lamar, take it away. What's the question?
Yeah. Put the camera over here. Okay, listen. Y'all, last week, I don't know what happened, but maybe your servers weren't working. Maybe there was things happening in the family. But let another week come by, and y'all don't leave a video response and see what I do. All right? I will find you and upload it for you on your computer.
He will make a video response to my favorite blend video. If you don't.
I will come for you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'll find you. But anyway. So I want to know from y'all, how will you use Instagram video? That's such a simple question. You could say, I ain't going to use it. You could just say, I'm going to use it with my kids and showcase them running down the street and me catching them before they run out of control. Whatever you like to do. Leave it as a 30-second video response to this video that'll be on YouTube tonight. I mean, tonight being Monday night. We've been getting a lot faster. And then we'll accept them. And we'll play them for the next week. So you've been threatened and warned by me.
Perfect. If you don't do it, Lamar will be at your house, knocking at your door. Want to know why?
All these people in the chat room, I will find them.
You didn't make.
I got IP addresses.
Right.
I actually don't have IP addresses.
What have you been up to this last week on YouTube?
Oh, man, actually, I took the last week off because I was in New York. But today, I started a brand new show. And this is good for the chat room we're listening or the techies on the Twit Network. I started a brand new pop culture tech news. I know you're hearing pop culture. You're like, oh, you're talking about Britney Spears. No. Not that. It's just it's a more mainstream type of tech news show. So watch today's to see if you like it. I just posted it like 3 hours ago. It's on YouTube.com/Lamar Wilson. I think you'll enjoy the flow and the conversation. And I've been answering comments. This is going to be a Monday through Friday. Well, the news will be Monday through Thursday, and then Friday will be my random day where I'll interview celebrities or some other people and ask them about their tech uses. I think it's going to be a fun show. I reboot it because the audience, you know, it's like, we want you to come back to tech and do this and do that. So I was like, okay, but I'm going to do it under my terms. There's a very nice vlog style to it and newsy style. So that's my big project that I worked on the plane for 6 hours, and I was stuck in the air. I worked on it, and then when I got here, the whole weekend. So I thought today's video was awesome.
Yikes. That's insane.
Now, did you put out a video? Because I don't remember seeing you in my feed.
I didn't put out a vlog. This last week has been insane. In fact, I needed to. I've been having an – I want to do – do you know the subreddit Ask Reddit?
I've heard of it. I refuse to go on Reddit.
So basically people just ask questions and then any Redditor can answer.
Yeah.
And sort of to get inspiration, I was going to go to Ask Reddit and just answer the top Reddit. So it's like an AMA, but based off of the top Reddit things. So like I wouldn't control it. It would sort of just be, you know, answer those questions. That's what I was going to do. But then this week is crazy because 1.6 Minecraft is coming out. The 4th of July is next week, so we have to record extra OMG crafts. So all my extra time this weekend was kind of funneled into that, so I didn't get a chance to record the video.
So your extra time was put into video game playing. You poor guy.
Right. But I did release two more videos of the Let's Play series. So
awesome.
There should actually be a new video. You know, I might just go make it public right now. But the Craft On series where we go into the Nether and we fight ghasts, and it's really ridiculous. And then today's episode, which is going up literally within seconds of stopping this show, I made an automatic tree farm because I'm going to start making some barrels to start putting all my items in. So if you're excited about Minecraft, you can go check that out at youtube.com/OMGChad.
Hey, let me get the camera here. Okay, I got the camera. Let me tell y'all something. Now, Chad is sitting there with the video from 5 days ago at 210 views. So this is my teacher, because I used to be a classroom teacher, so just deal with it. Okay. So you better go and watch his videos because he puts a lot of hard work into them. Even if you don't like Minecraft, click it for 15 seconds and then leave. But at least he gets a view, okay?
Right. And then also, you know, of course, I always do two other videos on OMG Craft. So we did Seeds Explained and Cake Defense 2. So I'm doing all sorts of stuff on YouTube.
You are a busy, busy man.
Right. So, so there's that stuff too. I forgot. I did four videos last week. So sorry I didn't do a vlog.
Well, that's fine. you did more than I did. Way more.
Cool.
So,
Jason, did you do anything on YouTube?
No.
I'm kidding.
I do all my stuff. If it's video and I'm publishing it for the web to enjoy, it's on Google Plus.
Right, which is practically kind YouTube. Of like YouTube. Yeah, it's YouTube
it's,
player.
It's up in YouTube, right?
It's mini it's just, YouTube. Yeah.
It's, YouTube Lite.
Yeah, it is YouTube Lite. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode of This Week in YouTube. If you would like to download previous episodes of the podcast or watch previous episodes, you can either go to twit.tv/YT or go to youtube.com/thisweekYT or TWIYT. And if you would like to catch us live, you can do so. We are here live on Mondays around 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So you can join the chat room. We got Carp. We got Beeswax in there. This monitor is a little weird, so I can't read everyone's username. But we got tons and tons of people hanging out and chatting in the chat room. And we love to have you with us. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you guys next week on This Week in YouTube.
Bye. Yeah, let me get the camera.
That was funny.